a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back to the program. It's Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. It's Unrivaled.
So,
I'm watching some Aaron Rodgers highlight. Low lights?
No lights.
No lights.
Yeah. Lights are out, dude.
Dude.
The party's over. I saw something that kind of made my head scratch.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, I know we got JJ.
Oh, JJ's on.
But I want him to hear this, I'm curious what he thinks. So, Texas, right? They're like a good school, right?
University of Texas? As a school, you mean?
And I know you're on Twitter with some dude from a Wyoming fan, right?
Texas is a good school, yes.
Like it's a good school.
Yes.
So there's this list of like the teams that have like the best transfer portal offseason.
Yeah.
And Texas is one of them.
They've had a good offseason.
Well, because they got Quinn Ewers, right?
Who's
from Ohio State.
Yeah.
But they got a wide receiver from Wyoming.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And so I don't know. I mean,
am I supposed to be excited about the wide receiver out of Wyoming?
Oklahoma,
conversely, had the worst transfer portal.
But this is Texas,
rating.
Right? Yeah. And then they get a tight end from Alabama, and they get a DB from Ohio State.
Okay.
So you got Ohio
That's
State,
good.
Alabama, and Wyoming.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like,
I think it's just because we love to just hope that a blue blood program will come back around. Doesn't matter who it is.
Do you really need someone from Wyoming?
Well, that's a good question.
That's what really jumped out at me.
JJ's going to join us. He's a native Wyoming. And,
right.
Is a Wyoming wideout worth signing at the University of Texas, JJ?
If his name is Isaiah Nayor, then yes. That guy's a star.
Oh, there you go.
That's who it is.
Okay, so there you go. It's a no-brainer.
Any school would be lucky to have him. He's that good.
Well,
how did he end up at no offense to
because
Wyoming?
Because it's the same reason that Josh Allen ended up at Wyoming.
I'm curious, why didn't he end up at Texas to begin with?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably because Texas signed some five-star kid that actually wasn't that good.
Yes.
Because the recruiting system's broken.
Yes.
The star system's fraudulent.
We've watched this process before of stars being assigned to players.
Yes.
I know. We know people in this industry who will just go, I don't know, what do you want to give them? And they'll go, and they're putting stars on their websites, reputable websites, and they'll go, I don't know, give them a 3.5, give them a 3+, and then you go, why? Nah, just because that's the way I'm feeling today. And that's what we like. And we don't just talk about your stars. We talk about them even after you transfer after 2 or 3 years from a school. We talk about your high school stars that don't
that
mean anything.
Sticks with these guys forever, no matter what they do at the school they went to. Yeah. But that somehow all these 4 and 5 star guys end up in the portal and they couldn't make it where they went. Well, there's oftentimes this overlooked kid that nobody offered, and he goes to a school like Wyoming and he racks up over 1,000 yards receiving, and all of a sudden schools like Texas take notice, right? That's the new world we're in. That's the new college football. Is I hate it. I don't like it. But a lot of these group of five teams have become developmental programs for the blue bloods.
It's like the junior college is what they used to be.
Right.
Essentially, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremiah
With
Jensen.
The transfer portal, that's what it's created.
Jeremiah right. Jensen from KSL5 Television joining us on the program. That's the voice you hear over the phone there. So JJ got walked into that that ambush of Scott's, which I like. I'm like,
but wasn't meant to be an ambush.
No, I'm just saying like, that's what I love this kind of stuff. You bring a third voice in on it, and you got yourself a stew there. So, JJ, I want to know. I mean, will you grow a mustache for television when Aaron Rodgers becomes a Denver Bronco?
Absolutely, 100%. If it gets the signing done,
hey,
if it makes it happen,
Jeremy.
And you know what?
If
he brings Devontae Adams with him, I'll grow a full beard.
Oh, dude, you got to do the hair in the back. You got to do the mullet. If you're going to do that, you got to do the mustache and the mullet. Let's do it.
I just want the mustache.
I can do that.
I just want the mustache.
Whatever is required, let's make that happen.
Well, we were this whole weekend of all the quarterbacks who did well and didn't do well. I think that if you were to mark down, yeah, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are both going to get beat at home by these lesser seeds. I think we probably would have said, well, maybe one of them, not both.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at the results. I thought that they were both going to be meeting in the NFC Championship game if I was going to pick those out. But after watching the games, the Rams are really, really good. And I think the 49ers defense is incredible. I'm still not all in on Jimmy G, but he's got enough weapons around him. And you combine him with that defense, and they got just enough to beat you. And they went into Lambeau and won a game against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I was pretty impressed. So. I was really surprised by the results. I thought we were going to have a Rodgers versus Brady NFC Championship game, and we're getting quite the opposite. So here we go. Rams and 49ers are kind of fun, a division rivalry, and I kind of like the matchups going into conference championship weekend.
What was the biggest surprise for you? What did you appreciate the most this weekend about all the NFL games?
I love the competitiveness, number one, to have three games end on walk-off field goals and the other one go to overtime in the way it did with the most wild 2 minutes of football I've ever seen in my life. That was the number one thing for me. Number two is how blessed are we to be able to watch quarterbacks like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes battle in a playoff game like that, or Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady. I mean, we are so spoiled right now. And now you got this young up-and-comer in Joe Burrow who's got all this moxie and has turned around a franchise that stunk forever. And now they're one win away from a Super Bowl. I just such a great weekend of NFL football and so much to be excited about. You know, I play quarterback. I love quarterbacks, the quarterback guy like you are, Scott. And, wow, what just tremendous quarterback play. Despite all the odds and all the adversity and some tough defenses all those quarterbacks were facing, minus the Chiefs and Bills defenses, obviously. I'm talking about the other games, but just a great weekend of football. It was just amazing.
All right. Well, of all the quarterback play this weekend, what did your game resemble? Which guy? Which guy?
Jimmy Garoppolo. I just got out of the way and let everybody else do the work and win the game. So, that would have to be my honest answer. I wish I was Josh Allen, man. That guy is, man, he's got a hose. And Patrick Mahomes is like a wizard, man. Like, he had like that Matrix moment. Like, he went Neo on that one pass that he threw around the defensive end and completed. He was just doing stuff that just, I don't even, you look, go back and look at the great quarterbacks of all time, and they did awesome things, but he makes throws we've never seen before.
He put English on the ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Which you can't do. I mean,
He threw a curveball with a football.
Right, he really
did.
How did
you do that?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, I did it all the time.
Yeah,
I
sure
wasn't trying.
I know. That wasn't a curveball. That was called a dime.
See, but that, I'm telling you right now, if you remember those old Tommy Mansky baseball videos that we were –
Oh,
know,
yeah.
These are the video that gets results, says Fred McGriff,
Fred,
right?
Fred McGriff at the end.
Right.
Who never watched
who
any
never
of the
saw
videos.
Any of them. But at the same
great?
Time – if Patrick Mahomes goes, I'll show you how to throw the curveball. Hey, I'm Patrick Mahomes. Hey, I'm Josh Allen. With our patented system of curveballs around the defensive end, you too can be playing in your little league. That's exactly what coaches want too. Some young kid learning how to totally be like a gunslinger is like an 8-year-old. No technique, just throw around the old defensive ends and figure this thing out.
Well, oh, I'm in. I'm buying that video.
I know.
Four installments, monthly installments of $99.95. I'm in.
Do they accept?
I'll pay whatever.
Do they accept CODs? That's all I want to know. No CODs.
If that still exists, is that still a thing?
I don't know. I just used.
I'm still
a kid,
waiting
I was like,
for my Sports Illustrated football phone.
It's,
it hasn't
it's
arrived.
Exactly
yet.
Right. Yeah. See, Jeremiah and I grew up in the same era of getting like these promises made to us over the if we ordered Sports Illustrated. My whole thing about Sports Illustrated was I had to beat my mom to the mailbox on that special weekend in February.
Yeah, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. Jeremiah, with the Jazz taking on the Suns tonight, last night was a tough loss. That must have taken a lot out of them. Obviously, with the injury report, Rudy Gobert out, Donovan's still out. Mike Conley, obviously, he's not going to do that second game in the back-to-back. So what does a game like tonight look like? They're 11-point dogs in this one down there in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's like blood to sharks. I mean, the Suns are just going to destroy them. And it sucks because it's just kind of bad circumstances, right? I think earlier in the season, I looked at this week as the season developed. You know, even like a month ago, I was looking at this week and I was thinking, this is going to be incredible. Warriors, two games against the Suns, the Grizzlies, who were great. It's going to be a huge measuring stick on how the season goes. And it's, to be honest, it's not that it can't be that now because the Warriors weren't even full strength last night. Jazz weren't. Jazz aren't going to be full strength all week. The Jazz are beat up. You know, the concussion thing with Donovan, they're coming out of COVID. It's just a weird time for the Jazz right now. And I mean, watch the game and try to enjoy it tonight for what it is. But the Jazz just don't have enough guys. And we saw them play really well for three quarters against the Raptors when they had a situation like this a few weeks ago, but tonight you're playing at Phoenix. The Suns are just tremendous. Best record in the league by far. And, you know, I think we already know the result, which is frustrating, but hopefully the Jazz can get healthy enough that they can give the Suns a real game on Wednesday. And maybe that's something that can help the Jazz get going here as they try to get healthy and get these guys back in the groove because it's been a rough stretch and it's not going to get any easier this week.
I just feel like the Jazz are – it's almost like a perfect storm right now. You have COVID and you have injuries.
Yeah, but at what point do you go, now they're going to start getting going?
Well, I think once you get past kind of some of these injuries, I think that, you know, the – because they've had some guys out. And, you think back to a year ago at this time, the Jazz were – man, Jazz, best team in the NBA. I mean, they're kind of where Phoenix is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you wonder – I mean – earlier in the season, when I say earlier, maybe a couple of weeks ago, you were kind of like, can anyone beat Golden State? Because they looked just like world beaters, and they've kind of come back to earth a little bit. So, you know, it's just the teams kind of go on these runs, and I just think there's a lot of good teams. And before it's all over, I think it's going to be really competitive. And I just feel like the Jazz are going to be in there at the end of this before it's all over.
Because their roster is going to look different. Here in about a month.
Well, let's hope. Yeah, let's hope there's some change that excites the fan base again. Because man, I'll tell
you, Ricky Rubio's coming back.
When you have a loss like you did the other night or last night, and then you already know. I mean, this is something we were talking about with Coach Chiesa. Because you know, we kind of look at it and go, well, it's kind of a scheduled loss at this point. You know, but that feels like garbage. You know, because that's just is something that the Jazz haven't had to. Because even last year when there were games where you're like, yeah, you're supposed to lose that one, there was no such thing last year, especially this time last year. They were just on a roll. They just found a way in these games to just be like, hey, yeah, even if there is no Mike Conley in that second game of the back-to-back, they could win it. So no such thing this year. Hopefully they can get back to that full strength and get something together. JJ, what's going on TV tonight? What can we see on SportsBeat?
Well, we'll hope for a Jazz miracle, and if it happens, we'll show you that tonight on the KSL 5 News at 10. Also, there is a rivalry game in-state in college basketball tonight. Southern Utah is hosting Weber State. So you may think, oh, is that a big deal? Why is it a big deal? Because one of those two teams is going to win the Big Sky and go to the NCAA tournament, in my opinion. So keep an eye on those two teams. They're both very, very good, and should be a great ball game tonight.
Jeremiah Jensen, KSL 5 Television. Thanks for hanging out, JJ. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, guys. Thanks. We'll
there you go. There you go. Jeremiah Jensen. Love having JJ on. Always fun. This portion of the program brought to you by – oh, you ready for this? Couple of weeks away. Valentine's is just around the corner. Jimmy's Flowers can make it easy with the two dozen rose special for $49.99. Two dozen roses, $49.99. Or you can simply just get the elegant vase as well for $44.95. Order today, jimmysflowers.com, or they have stores right there in Bountiful, Layton, in Ogden, jimmysflowers.com. More to go. Right around the corner, we got our NFL roundup. We're going to do a little bit earlier this week since we have the Jazz pregame coming up at the end of next hour, and we want to make sure that we just squeeze all that stuff in and sneeze all that stuff in. LHM Used Car Supermarket's going to bring you that. That's right around the corner. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.